You may have heard a lot of sermons on faith, and probably even more about love. But when is the last time you heard a sermon about hope? This is your lucky day. Today's sermon is about hope. Hope is not the passive virtue people think it is. There was a wise woman who said, "There are two ways to get to the top of an oak tree. You can climb to the top, or you can sit on an acorn and wait." Imagine that image. I don't want you to wait. I want you to climb. And I want you to get angry. Let me explain before some kind of violence erupts. I want you to get angry today because St. Augustine, a North African Christian bishop theologian, said that hope has two lovely daughters. The first one is anger, so that what must not be may not be. The second daughter is courage, so that what must be will be. In other words, we should be angry when we see injustice, when we see sin, when we see all sorts of dysfunctional choices that bring suffering to others and to ourselves. But anger must have a purpose. We should never be angry at the person, but at what they do, even if that person is ourselves. We need to be angry and have the courage to do something. In the book of Revelation, the Lord says the following words, "I know you by what you do, that you are neither cold nor hot, but I wish that you were cold or hot. But because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I spit you out of my mouth." Those are tough words. In other words, when's the last time you had enough passion and anger in your life that you said, "No, this must not be"? Or injustice in society, "This has to change"? Hope is that virtue that says the words of the Our Father will be fulfilled. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." If we are not trying to incarnate, to create the world that God wants, what are we doing? Maya Angelou, the famous poet, said that when you see injustice, structural injustice, personal injustice, what should you do? Write it, paint it, sing it, dance it, vote it, legislate it. In other words, what are we doing about it? It is not good simply to scream and to yell or to riot, because hope is anger with a purpose. Hope is an anger that's deep inside of you that says, "I will do whatever it takes to change this." You know that the Christian virtue of repentance, when we see in ourselves something we don't love, is an act of love. I will repent every day to become a better person for you because you deserve it. And how much love does it take for me to change my life? A lot more than giving you a box of chocolate or roses. It takes a lot of courage to say, "I hope I will change myself." Never allow yourself the luxury of working for structural changes without working for personal changes. It's like getting the best plans for a new building and using the same old rotten bricks to build that building. If America wants to change its structures, it also has to change its people, each of us individually. Get angry and get courageous and say, I can change this and God will help me. Change the world. Those two beautiful daughters of hope, anger and courage, remind us that the world can change and that I can change and I can fulfill the words that I say in the Father, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Live your life with that kind of hope, anger, and courage to change. Slava Isusu Hristu!